Hi, how you doing? My name is Harry Jackson Twitchery, and I'm your host and rant of a Nigerian youth. Amazing it's been. I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone listening. It's been an amazing January so far, and yeah. I mean, today I have an amazing guest for me, and she is the lovely, she is the, you know, amazing upcoming fashion somebody, and she's going to take over the industry in not so, you know, in not so short future, and I just want to, you know, give it a space to talk about how it has been, you know, the journey transitioning from what she's been doing into that, and, you know, basically living in Nigeria. It is Rant of a Nigerian Youth, and I'm your host, and I'll be back after the short break. Okay, so yeah, quick one. Election is happening in a couple of weeks. Go get your PVC if you have. Get ready and vote the right candidate, because it's 8 years of the same crappy deal if we vote wrong. But it's, if we vote right, it's another 8 years in, you know, step in the right direction for the country. And please, please, please vote the right candidate. And, you know, let's make Nigeria great again. And yeah, so with me is the lovely, the amazing Fashion Somebody. And I just want to say shout out to you. Hi, how you doing there? So please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Danielle, and I am the upcoming Fashion Somebody. I'm happy to be here with Harry. Been anticipating this for a while, and finally it's happening. So yay.
Yay. They're applauding. They're applauding. Yeah, we're excited too, you know. So yeah. How's it been? How's the journey been for you? How's the year been so far? And, you know,
for me, January has been great. One of my goals has finally been set in stone, and I'm really excited. Right now, my current mood is excited because, you know, when you've been putting a lot of work into something and finally, you know, it's feasible. And I feel like that's what January is basically for me, like just putting my life in the right direction. And then from February down to March and June, we just, you know, bringing all the ideas that we've been gathering for years, and finally it's going to be coming to life, and I'm super, super excited for 2023.
I mean, and we are. So because, generally, it's whenever it's a new year, we're all excited, we're all pumped, you know, just wanting to take on the world and, you know, transition and be better people, aka do different or better versions of ourselves. I think one of the key things that stood out for me last year, because I went into the year having a lot of goals and a lot of, you know, things I wanted to do. And yes, I was able to hit about 50% of what I wanted to do. But I mean, the bigger 50% was not even actualized, not because of me, but circumstances and situations. And I didn't leave room for me to fail, right? Mm-hmm. And then when failure hit me, it was something that got me real bad. And yeah, that's the journey, and that's it. So I want to ask a question. So how, you know, you do have goals, you do have aspirations and things you want to do. So what is it like? Do you have like a fail safe, or have you created an avenue, say, in case something doesn't go according to plan? What do you intend to do? What is it for you? And what are you looking at?
I feel like one of the reasons I'm excited is because I failed a lot of times to know that I might fail. And being someone who overthinks and thinks about every possible outcome, I feel like I always have like a fallback. Like if this happens, one of the things I learned last year is not to be too hard on myself, and then not to question, you know, how skilled I am or how talented I am just because something goes wrong. I mean, the fact that I the fact that I'm in Nigeria, being a Nigerian, and I'm able to get certain things done, I feel like it's enough for me to say, oh my God, Daniel, you're amazing. Like you did 50% of 100, and you know, I just applaud myself because circumstances really try to, like, Nigeria is almost after everybody. So sometimes it's I feel like no matter age wise, you know, age is always a thing in Nigeria. You're this, and there's a lot of pressure when you start hitting certain ages. But I feel like just give yourself a break. Like, don't be too hard on yourself. Instead, what I do is I count all the times that I've done pretty great, and then it just overshadows how many times I fail. So I have a fail safe. I mean, before I start, and I overthink, oh, what if I fail? If I fail, what do I do? So I've thought about every situation, and I have a fallback, and I don't want to be too hard on myself.
So yeah, don't be too hard on yourself. And okay, so tell me, basically, it's rant of mine journey. I want to know, has it, how is the journey been as a Nigeria, a Nigerian rather, in Nigeria and currently living and, you know, trying to, you know, come up, create something beautiful in Nigeria?
If I say it's been great, I'll be lying. I've had ups and downs, like times where I feel like, oh my God, you know, and there's this thing in Nigeria where like, some Nigeria does something to you where you feel like, because it's working for some people and it's not working for you, you tend to develop this entitlement mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel like this should be happening to you, but you don't want to make it happen for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like being in Nigeria over the years, you just trying to realize that if anything is going to happen or more, you have to do it yourself. You have to get it done yourself. You're not going to wait for any form of, you know, assistance that you think you deserve. You know, like people are working for their own shit and you just have to, like, it's going to be hard, especially starting anything in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, it's so difficult, but like you have to like push past that phase. I feel like once you, for anything, a business, a life, anything you're trying to do, once you can push past that beginning stage, because it's really tough when you're starting, like,
yeah,
it's always tough taking care of a baby until like they're a little bit grown. So once you can push past that baby stage, you overcome the mood swings, the frustration, you learn to do it. I feel like one thing starting anything does is it helps you, you know, you start to teach yourself that is your frustration. You have to be better at handling frustrations,
mm-hmm,
you know, bad days. So once you can get past those bad days and you come out calmer, you become better. So being Nigerian, if you're starting anything, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you push well, push smartly, not just hard work. We're not doing hard work these days, like push smartly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you could do all right eventually. It's not going to start out, it doesn't tend to start out great, but if you push past it, you'll be fine.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, start well, be smart, work smart, research. You have access to the internet. I mean, technology is at our fingertips. So, because now I think what tech has done so far in the Nigerian ecosystem, every single part of it, both technology, both the healthcare, both the financial, both, I mean, even fashion, for instance, it's creating the ability to innovate. And innovation is not it's not restricted to a particular geographical location. You can do whatever you want to do at the end of the day. So yeah, but I'll say this. I wanted to ask a very creepy question, but there, let's not do that on. Let's not do that on the mic, yeah, because we're recording. I think I'll probably ask that. I want to say, okay, so in case, has it been? So, what's your relationship status, by the way?
I'm single.
You're single. Has it been navigating the single space as a Nigerian? Yeah. In Nigeria,
yeah.
And I say, you know, what's the millennial Gen Z? How's it been so far? How the Lagos men treating you?
When you ask this question, in Lagos. I wish we were on Instagram, so I'll show this video where they were like, people asking me why I'm single, and then this is a dating poll, and then it's like a video of crazy men.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like that would have been like the best response. But being a single Nigerian, actually, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but generally speaking, there are days where like, oh my God, I'm so happy I'm single. I'm free. I can do whatever I want. And there are days where you feel like you're touch staffed.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're always going to be juggling in between those two intense emotions. But for me, I feel like I'm more on the other side. I'm not even going to lie and say there are not days where I feel like, oh my God, nice to have somebody to just talk to. Like, especially days where I'm tired or days where traffic did something bad to me and I come home and there's nobody, like it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And cold water. So like this, like I just like, oh, it would be nice, and then TikTok decides to shove, you know, romantic videos in my face, and
yeah, tell me about
yeah
it.
But then the next day I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, it's a very good day to be alive and single. So I just juggle between those two emotions right now. I won't say like I'm searching.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I feel like I'm not just searching right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're not searching right now because of what? Because you're focused on work, or you because you're not ready to, or you know, in the mental state. Basically to do whatever.
Actually, now that I'm being asked this question, I realize I don't have a proper answer. But I would say one, because I'm focused on work,
mm,
and I believe that, you know, we women always say this thing where like, I want someone who, I feel like, first of all, I'm trying like working to be someone I would want, mm-hmm. you know, like if I want this person, I want to see those qualities first in myself, you know, and be the person that I want, you know, just that first before, you know, diving in the dating pool.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty intense, right? It's like, you know, Lagos men are the best kind of men, I tell people in Nigeria, actually. Yeah, we try. Some of us are sane, some of us are a little bit, you know, saner. But at the end of the day, it's actually preference. It boils down to what you want and the kind of, you know, person you want to deal with. But yeah, relationship has been exciting so far. Yeah, men have been, you know, sliding in the DM. And,
well, I mean, it's expected. I mean,
there are levels to these. You're pitching good.
No, I mean, I'll be lying. There's nothing to be humble about. It is what it is. I mean, so
it is what it is.
But then I'm just like, you know, being, I feel like being a lady, like maybe many, most ladies will relate. Like, there are days when you come across people and you're just like,
I know.
Are you supposed to be normal? Like, are you really supposed to be roaming the streets like this? Mm. And at least we meet someone like, you know, you just have different experiences. And like you said, it all boils down to preference. So preference is everything. I know, like, the people that have been sliding in, I wish they would slide away.
Just slide away. Bros, can you please slide away?
There's no bus stop here. Don't say owa. Just keep going ahead. You know, so basically, I feel like my preference is, I don't know.
So what's the scariest thing that's happened to you since you've been living in Lagos? Like, one of the things that you probably, you know, go back and you're like, wow, that was scary.
Oh, okay. Actually, I don't know. I'm not a person who gets scared very easily. That would probably be the death of me. But scary, I feel like, I don't know, the scariest thing that can happen or that happened to me is being with a horny man alone and I'm not interested.
Yikes.
Yeah, I feel like that was like the scariest thing because... You know when you just give someone the benefit of the doubt, like, oh, okay, this person's chill, and you guys are, like, pretty close, and you have an understanding, and he's talking intelligently until...
That happens.
Until that happens, and you're like, okay. And then you have to be someone who is able to stand your ground and say no. Like, it was... I don't want to go into details because I don't even want to talk about it. I just get disgusted by the mere fact. But, like, the fact that, you know, most men feel like... You don't want it because you've not done it with me. You know, it's the audacity you get. Like, yeah, you're only saying no right now because you've not... I'm saying no because I'm honestly not interested. What makes you think that whatever you do will change my mind? And even if that happens, I'll just end up hating you. You get, because... So I feel like that was the scariest thing. Like, you just became... It's normal, you get. But there are some times where I feel like... At least get more self-control, you know. You know, when it starts, like, you're trying, you see yourself trying to do something that sensitive, get someone's will. It's almost rape, you get. Yeah, so I was this close to decking this. I was flabbergasted, like, bro, like, the switch. Yeah,
hello. Can I help you?
I was literally stunned. Like, no, bro. And you're just, like... It was, I didn't want to, like, picturing it right now is traumatizing me, I swear. And you know what was funny? I feel like I'm going to talk about this again. There's this thing that most men do, or most people do, where they're like, they hurt your feelings, and then everything, oh, I hurt your feelings, but we're going to make it into a joke.
Am I laughing?
You know, it's just dumb.
It's funny.
Like, you're not going to say sorry. We're just going to pretend it doesn't happen, and then you'll be like, "Oh, how far now?" And you know, they're just cowards everywhere. And I hate people that are not brave. Like, people that are not bold enough. Like, if you mess up, own up. Like, just say it. Like, you know, face it. Do you get? Not that you like. It just makes me feel how weak you are. You did something. Can you imagine the human being that did this saw that I literally, because I was literally shivering, but I had to like put up a hard front and I just went home. I called my friend to come and pick me up that this is what happened. He started laughing. Like everything is supposed to be okay after this. Like,
no,
you didn't confront him. And I wasn't expecting that because this is someone that I could talk to. Like we've been vibing. Like he talks like, you know, some of these men, when you talk to them, when they're talking big, talking about goals, talking about life, mindset. And it boils down to the loosey things and you just mess it up. And I'm like, yeah. Sure. And that's it. Till now, he's not sexually. Funny enough, I blocked him from calling me, but I forgot to block him on WhatsApp. So he sent me a message like, what's up? You've been acting strange.
Bro. You almost took advantage
you
of
almost
me.
Almost just like.
And you telling me I'm acting strange.
Like,
no.
It's the way he just made everything like it's supposed to be lighthearted. Like we're just throwing in jokes here, you know, apororo spirits, you know, like everything's supposed to be okay. And I was just like, God. And he's not the first person that's like, so people don't, like, if you know you did someone to hurt somebody, you might, even if it's little, I always tell people, and if you don't have to try to excuse yourself from hurting them. Now, that's small thing, now they pay you. You know, if you hurt somebody and they tell you that you hurt them, please just say sorry, apologize, and make them know, oh, I didn't mean to, even though it was not you, oh, I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry this hurt you. I'm sorry this act of mine hurt you. You know, it's just simple as that. And if the person is wise, they'll forgive you because, okay, now it wasn't your intention. And I'm always someone who puts intention before action. If I feel like your intention was pure, I don't care what you did. Mm. I would forgive you straight up. But like when your motive is wrong and you're being or like trying to be please me, I would kick you out because I can tell that your motive is wrong. But if your intention was you didn't mean to hurt me and you did hurt me and you apologize for it, there's no need holding grudges. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but man, that's wild.
That's like the scariest thing for me.
That's scary, man.
It was January, like 2023. I just entered the year with this bank.
My God, that was a hit.
It was a hit.
Man. Okay, I was gonna ask you the wildest thing, but then I think, yeah, I think I wanna hear what has been the wildest thing that's happened to you on the streets of Lagos. You know, Lagos is a very wild place.
Lagos is a very wild place. A lot of things.
So, what's the wildest thing that happened? What's the wildest thing that happened to you on the streets of Lagos? On the streets of Lagos. Think about it. It's not supposed to be that hard.
It's, I mean, a lot of things happen, but I don't think they're as wow. I just feel like everybody, some people are running mad and it's normal. Yeah. Like a few days ago, I was walking down. I went to get something. I was walking back and then someone just pushed me and was like, you see, you're fine. And he started walking. I just stood there like, what did I just deserve? I don't even deserve this. Like,
I think you were walking confidently in that.
Yeah. You know, like my friend tells me this, that unless you like come close to me, you feel like I'm intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, I've met people that when they tell you, oh, you're beautiful, and then you respond, oh, I know, thank you. And you're like,
yeah, probably that.
Yeah, you get. Mama, so I'm supposed to say, no, Joe, no, they whine me. I don't understand. Like it's obvious. You get. So like people, especially men, let's just put it how it is.
Women too feel
you
that
know, they do that. Like most people do that. But I'm talking from like being a lady, like when men tell me.
Generalize something.
Oh, I'm so sorry if I made it seem that way. Okay, sorry, man feelings. I'm sorry. I'm a woman, like I have to tell you, like we ladies, like most ladies, except like when we compliment ourselves, we're like, oh, thank you so much. Mm. But when the complimenter is the opposite sex and you respond like that, they're like, but like, if it's a fellow lady, they will just take it like, oh yeah, vibe, you know, and we are good. But like when it's a man complimenting, yeah, I've experienced that a lot. So I'm just speaking from being a lady. Like,
sure, no worries, last time. So I think basically that's it for me. One thing I want to ask you is so what's one thing that you want from 2023? Just
okay,
one thing.
Just one. Yeah. My one thing would be I feel like my one thing right now, the only thing I want right now would just be investing in my skills to get my brand ready to go, and because I don't want to be average, obviously. I feel like nobody deserves average. Exactly. If you're going to pay for something, if I'm going to pay something, I have big eyes. I will want the best. So I should be able to give.
Go on.
Okay, I'll take it as a compliment. Big eyes. I'm owning up. I have big eyes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm always for quality. So I want to be able to give that. When I see quality stuff, I tend to appreciate it, whether it's been done by someone I know mm-hmm. or not. So I want to be that person. Like, I want to give people the best so they'll have the value of what they're paying for. Yeah. So I feel like that's where I'm at right now. Just investing in getting better at, because I feel like I'm all set except for that. I feel like mindset wise, everything I did, all that 2022 experience, went up, down, under, up, sideways, I went everywhere. So right now I'm just like, oh, we're going to be the best this year, get that brand ready, we're going to do it, and in December we'll be proud.
That's like what's that. Up
yeah.
Alrighty, thank you for having me on your show, because I do. You just took over my show, but then,
oh my god,
yeah. My name is Harry Jacks, and thank you for listening.
It was wonderful.
Trying to learn you, then thank you so much for, you know,
thank
coming
you,
around.
Harry. Yeah,
it's actually nice seeing your face. Still come back, still subscribe, and you know, this year is going to be amazing. We're going to do dynamic and really, really awesome episodes. So yes, hit that lockdown. It is I, Harry, and that's a wrap.